Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast for entrepreneurs who are ready to drop the hustle and earn more. I'm your host, Danielle Amos, business and success coach, certified Proctor Gallagher Institute consultant, and lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, I'll bring you amazing entrepreneurs who have built wealth, harnessing the power of their mind. Prosperity and money are truly about energy, and I'm on a mission to help you create financial abundance through the power of thought. It's time we started normalizing conversations about money and create the wealth that is yours. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome to episode 221 of the Prosperity Practice, the podcast that has you living your most abundant life. This is Danielle Amos, and I am your host. Today, I want to talk about the power of distraction and really what may be happening out there when there is something shiny and new. And really, I want to ask some questions to see if you are finding yourself distracted by what's going on, that shiny new object, and is it serving you, or is it merely taking your energy? So yesterday in the Success Society, we talked quite a bit about focus and what you focus on grows. So where you put your focus, you'll experience more of that, more reasons to feel that way. So let's say you're one that really practices gratitude, that has a gratitude practice in the morning and consciously looks for things to be grateful for or to praise throughout your day. And you've really made this a habit, and it exists whether it's raining or whether it's a sunny day. It's just your way of being. Well, you'll attract into your life more things that are beautiful, that will give you the feeling of like maybe awe and wonder, like, oh, I'm so grateful. The contrast is also true, that someone who is programmed to see what's wrong will continue to attract things that have them feel like something's wrong or it's missing. And most people in the world are programmed to notice what's wrong. And I believe that it was a survival mechanism. And I've mentioned this before. You know, if you think back hundreds of years or thousands of years when we lived in caves, for example, and we had to really be on the watch for predators and we had to notice what was in our environment, I believe the way that the brain was made or programmed or created was so that we could be aware of danger. And it's a very primitive way of being, and we don't need it anymore. We don't need to be on watch like that anymore. Now, of course, like, it's important to look both ways before you cross the street, you know, so that awareness is necessary to a point, but we are very safe, you know, as far as like we have so many comforts in 2024 that we never had in, you know, even 20 years ago, 50 years ago. And so being on edge and constantly noticing how things don't measure up is a way of being that's not serving you. And what I noticed is that there are groups of people who are talking about what's not right or what's not measuring up in society. And it's making it more real, more obvious. And it can really be a distraction. And I'm noticing how much people are distracted. Myself included, like I get caught up in the conversations from time to time. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like that was just like an hour conversation that was not the most productive use of my time. And if I'm honest and I notice that my emotions are my guidance system, it doesn't feel good to be in my body right now after that conversation because of the perception that I was holding had me thinking that I was doing around that had my body move into what I would call a negative vibration. And that means that I've been attracting more things into my life, more experiences into my life that represent that. And I don't want that. And so this distraction or these distractions exist in all different areas of our life, like, you know, politics, the economy. You know, they could be very simple, like drama within your team or drama within your family. Now, I'm not saying to ignore, like ignore the politics or ignore the drama and not deal with it. You know, address what is yours, but don't get caught up in it or don't assume that it needs to be blown up bigger than what it is. And so I've just become really consciously aware of this because there's some things like that are my quote unquote fight or like my, that have to do with my purpose, like my mission. And in many cases, the politics is not that. So I don't need to focus on that. It's not part of my mission, my purpose right now in my life. For some people, it is. And, you know, I very much believe in, like, I vote. I very much believe in not being complacent. And is there a way, and this is a question, is there a way to, if it's not your fight or if it's not your purpose, if it is your purpose, this is what you're going to be focusing on. If it's not your purpose, is there a way to understand what's going on and not be complacent and speak up so that you're holding boundaries and not, and at the same time, not get emotionally involved and not get distracted by it where it's overly consuming? And same thing, as simple as like, you may have, you know, there might be something that's like drama on your team or in your family. And, you know, there's some people who love to talk about the drama and anticipate what others are going to say about the drama and worry about the fallout of the drama and really like get caught up in the what ifs. And that's such a waste of time because you can also assume that your family is fine as a result of the drama. Like there's no need to like anticipate any problems. You could just, because you're going to get what you expect, you're going to get what you believe. So you could have the belief that everyone's taking care of themselves and that it's no big deal. And when I say no big deal, it's not that whatever happened, there wasn't value or like, you know, the people didn't matter. It's just that it doesn't need to have any more fuel to the fire. And for a person to sit there and worry and have it distract them from their goal or from their purpose or their mission. And this is what I'm seeing right now a lot. I'm noticing it in the different communities that I exist in. I'm noticing in my own life where I'm getting distracted. And it really, like, it really doesn't serve us. And if you think of it, it's like, ding, 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 like I'm holding up a shiny object. It's like, look over here, ding, 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 ding. Like, can this get your attention? Pull you away from your purpose? I love the book by Napoleon Hill. It's called Outwitting the Devil. It's one of his books that was hidden for a long time. And when he passed, I believe it was his wife and Sharon Lecter who got it published. And he talks about that. It's like he says, like, you know, the devil, and I'll leave that where it is, but he says, like, the devil holds up a shiny object for us to be distracted away from our purpose or our God's eye view of the world, our perception, our truth. And so, you know, and these distractions, the way that the quote unquote devil pulls us away from our purpose and has us like wander, or he calls it drifting. It happens in so many different areas of our life, and sometimes so subtly that we don't notice until we've been drifting for quite a while, and then we're not on purpose at all or on track. And there's an impact to that. You know, hours can go by, days can go by, months can go by, and yet we haven't really moved ourselves forward. And that's the definition of success, according to Earl Nightingale, is the progressive movement or the progressive realization of your worthy ideal or your goal. So moving towards your goal each and every day and moment, and that would mean not getting distracted. So if where you put your focus grows, the question is really, what have you been focusing on? And would you like more of it? And if the answer is no, are you willing to learn how to give yourself a command and follow it, to discipline yourself and your mind to focus on your goal and what you do want versus not what you don't want more in your life? And it's such an easy, simple, distinction that's often missed because it's so simple and so sometimes not as obvious, because we can think we're focusing on our business, for example, but we're so focused on what's not working or what's not there. And so today's episode is for you to notice really where you're focusing. And if you are in our success club, we're in Serenity Spring, and it's April's Guide to Clearing the Clutter. And I've given you instructions on integrity. And part of getting yourself in integrity is also cleaning up your mind, like noticing it, where you've been focusing, or if you've been like caught up in things like gossip. And it's not a problem. It's not to make you feel bad or wrong. It's just really to notice and then be willing to course correct. And then next week, we're actually going to clean up emotions. And then the final week is really to get you into alignment, because then we go into Momentum May. And here is the thing. It's so exciting where we're headed, where we are going. The spring is a perfect time to jump forward, to create momentum. And in order to create momentum, you don't want anything that holds you back, like anything that keeps you bogged down. Think of that. If you're like going to take a gigantic leap forward, you don't want rocks tied to your feet. Does that make sense? So we're just doing the like the cleanup, spring cleanup before you spring forward. And this is super exciting, because once you've got the order and you know yourself and integrity, you have this clean slate to create a quantum leap. And a quantum leap isn't something that you can prepare for or make happen. However, I've often heard that luck is when opportunity meets preparedness. And so we are preparing and getting yourself ready to receive all the abundance and this momentum that's really your birthright, and it's a season for it. It's like you've been doing the healing, the inner work, and now you know, planting seeds, and you get to start to harvest and see, witness the fruits of your labor growing. It's very exciting. So if this is resonating and you're not yet in the Success Club, join us. I mean, that's a no-brainer offer. There's thousands of dollars in the back office of programs you get access to right away, by the way. It's an incredible value. So get yourself in the Success Club. No-brainer. The Success Club's like your daily dose of medicine and, you know, for inspiration. If you are serious about 2024 being your best year yet, and you'd like a community that is rising, that is, it's a non-negotiable, that you succeed and you make quantum strides this year, then the Success Society is where you want to be. It's, you know, where leaders invest their time and money into a system that is guaranteed. In fact, we say you'll double your investment while in the Success Society, or we'll pay you double. And that's written. That's a guarantee. So you have nothing to lose except for your own, well, your own betting on yourself. Like, are you willing to be coachable? Are you willing to bet on yourself? So we've got you covered there, and it's for people who are, you know, serious. We are taking only yes, only success as the answer in the Success Society. And you get to say what defines success for you and what it is that you desire. And we'll show you how to get from where you are to that life where you want to go so that you can be, do, and have it all. So thank you so much for joining me. Really, you know, take a moment to contemplate and ask yourself where your focus is, and then, you know, get yourself back on track. Surround yourself with others who are focused in the areas that you want to be focused on as well. Really super important. And if you have any questions, reach out, DM me. I love to hear from you. So what resonated, perhaps send me a little note, and I'll reply back to you. So we'll see you in the DMs. Thank you for being here, and expect abundance.